Well, thank you so much, Anita and High Commissioner Grandi. Fellow panelists and colleagues, thank you to UNHCR for convening this high-level segment and for your leadership on this issue. And I'm honored to be with you today representing the United States, a longtime advocate for the prevention and reduction of statelessness and a proud supporter of the I Belong campaign. The I Belong campaign has reminded us that statelessness is not just a humanitarian issue, but also a development and a human rights issue. And as the High Commissioner just said, lack of citizenship affects nearly every facet of a person's life, from accessing the most basic public services to obtaining legal employment. Too often, being stateless means marginalization, discrimination, and even family separation. But while the challenges may be immense, the solutions are often straightforward, like legal reforms that require political will but ultimately bring benefits to both stateless populations and their hosting communities. And I'd like to highlight first two meaningful examples of progress. North Macedonia, in partnership with the OSCE, recently resolved hundreds of open statelessness cases and has made significant progress resolving these cases that remain, And last year, Kenya granted citizenship to 7,000 members of the Pemba community who were otherwise stateless. Kenya is also working on amendments to its Citizenship and Immigration Act to provide stateless persons a legal pathway to citizenship. And these two examples demonstrate what is possible when there is political will to end statelessness. At the 2019 high-level segment on statelessness, the United States pledged to advocate for the prevention and reduction of statelessness and to provide U.S. humanitarian assistance to help protect stateless persons. Since then, the United States has remained the largest single donor to UNHCR, providing more than $11.6 billion to UNHCR's global operations since 2019. This year, we are honored to include in the U.S. delegation statelessness advisor Ida Zuge. We have learned so much from Ida and her advocacy for change, ensuring that we value and ensure the participation of those who are often not at the table. We continue to learn from the many regional networks and global experts, including maybe especially those with lived experience, working on statelessness across the globe. I'd also like to emphasize the connection between statelessness and gender equality. Laws that discriminate based on gender, like those that prevent women from passing their citizenship to their children, are key drivers of statelessness. In 2019, the United States set out to champion legal reforms in the 25 countries with gender discriminatory nationality laws. We have actively advocated for equal nationality rights for women in numerous forums, from the UN Human Rights Council to the UN Commission on the Status of Women. And last year, together with many of you in the room today, we put forward a resolution to stop arbitrary or unlawful discrimination in nationality laws. And we are also not immune to this challenge at home. In 2021, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security committed to enhance protections for stateless people living in the United States. We have since issued new guidance for adjudicators to determine statelessness considerations, allowing us to provide immigration benefits to these individuals. I am proud we've made progress, but as Ida and others rightly point out, the United States has more work ahead of us. As pledged at the 2023 Global Refugee Forum, we are committed to expanding availability and use of statelessness data and the inclusion of stateless persons in statistics. We are doing so by supporting the international recommendations in statelessness statistics and the World Bank UNHCR Joint Data Center on Forced Displacement. Better statistics provide concrete evidence of the scale and impact of statelessness, and this in turn enables better program design and effective legislative changes and use of resources. Ultimately, improving data and statistics on stateless persons is fundamental to holding ourselves accountable and to achieving solutions. The United States is proud to join UNHCR's Global Alliance to End Statelessness as an advisory committee member, collaborating with a diverse multi-stakeholder group that envisions a world free of statelessness where all enjoy the right to nationality. As an advisory committee member, we commit to providing leadership and guidance to this important effort and also to fostering increased dialogue, including centering the expertise of those with lived experience. I encourage all of you here today to join the Global Alliance and become part of this effort towards sustainable and effective change. Together, we can ensure that UNHCR's I Belong campaign becomes more than just a slogan or a hashtag. It becomes a lived reality for stateless people around the world. Thank you.